I therefore urge the return of the labor representatives to the discussion table. According to the International Labor Organization, in order for social dialogue to take place, the following must exist. Strong independent workers and employers' organizations with the technical capacity and access to relevant information. Political will and commitment to engage in social dialogue on the part of all parties. Respect for the fundamental rights of freedom of association and collective bargaining. Appropriate institutional support.